This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former President Donald Trump is calling the history-making federal indictment against him ridiculous and baseless. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking Saturday to the Georgia Republican Convention, the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination for president tried to frame the 37 criminal charges he's facing as an attack not just on him, but his supporters.
In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting aides in his efforts to hide the records, and telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Despite those protestations, legal experts say former President Trump faces a formidable task defending against the charges. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly reports.
The 37 counts against him were unsealed in Florida federal court on Friday and include violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice conspiracy, and false statements. National security law experts are struck by the breadth of evidence in the indictment. They say it makes a strong case for prosecutors' allegation that Trump illegally took the documents and then tried to cover it up. This is Craig Green, a law professor at Temple University.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that he was personally involved, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcomed hundreds to the White House Saturday for a Pride Month celebration aimed at showing LGBTQ people that his administration has their back at a time when advocates are warning of a spike in discriminatory legislation, particularly aimed at the transgender community sweeping through U.S. state legislatures. Addressing the event, which the administration described as the largest Pride event hosted at the White House, Biden said there needs to be pushback against the Republican-supported legislative attacks on LGBTQ rights, saying they terrify families and criminalize doctors and nurses.
The attacks were the latest in a
These bills and laws attack the most basic values and freedoms we have as Americans. That's not hyperbole, that's a fact. The right to be yourself, the right to make your own health decisions, the right to raise your own children.
Four young children who were stabbed in a knife attack at a playground in the French Alps are no longer in a life-threatening condition. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chumas reports.
The news was announced by the regional prosecutor, Lynn Bonnet-Matisse, in a news briefing. The prosecutor also confirmed that the children were all still recovering in hospital and that the suspect was handed preliminary charges of attempted murder. She added the suspect was a 31-year-old Syrian refugee with permanent Swedish residency and had a 3-year-old daughter living in Sweden. The suspect was seen being carried out of a police station on a chair, with a journalist from French broadcaster BFM TV reporting he had refused to leave. The child victims were two French 2-year-old cousins, a British 3-year-old girl visiting Annecy, and a 22-month-old Dutch girl. I'm Karen Chamas.
Several soldiers have been overcome by heat as they turned out in woolen tunics and bearskin hats to salute Prince William. At least three guardsmen fainted during the military parade known as the Colonel's Review. More than 1,400 soldiers were reviewed by the heir to the throne, who is honorary colonel of the Welsh Guards. The temperature in London Saturday was due to hit 30 degrees Celsius. Afterwards, from his Twitter account, William said that the troops had done a really good job in difficult conditions. Saturday's event was a rehearsal for Trooping the Colour, an annual military parade held each June to mark the monarch's official birthday. King Charles III will oversee the ceremony June 17th. Media reports say that Twitter has refused to pay its Google Cloud bills as its contract comes up for renewal this month, which could result in the social media company's trust and safety teams being crippled. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.